Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
...2022 has been a weird year for video games. Coming after two solid years of total lockdown for the vast majority of game devs, we suddenly had an influx of projects whose tail ends of development were polished during the worst of the pandemic. The first quarter or so of the year fired out the gates, with everything from Elden Ring to Pokemon, Horizon Forbidden West to Sifu feeling like a relentless onslaught of must-plays. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 best video games of 2022 so far. Number 10, Trek to Yomi. It might have slightly loose combat that takes a beat to get used to, but the overall visual punch of Trek to Yomi is one for the ages. A playable tribute to old-school black-and-white Japanese cinema, that period's general ethos of planting a camera and letting the frame fill with life, dynamic events, and whatever scripted parts need to happen in between comes across perfectly. Fixed perspectives are so rarely used in modern gaming, but at every turn, director Leonard Menciari knocks it out the park. Small townships bustle with life in the foreground, epic sword clash duels are backed by flaming houses or trees collapsing in what feels like slow motion. As this revenge tale plays out, you'll see a surprising array of locations, gradually leveling up main character Hiroki and choosing from a number of different endings. Trek to Yomi is an essential work of visual art, something to absolutely be played with its journey engaging, but it's this aesthetic that's next level. Number 9, Triangle Strategy. Easily the best written Square Enix RPG in quite some time, and the next game from Bravely Default's Tomoya Asano, Triangle Strategy is Final Fantasy Tactics meets Game of Thrones. We're talking marriages between families to secure histories of land disputes, warfare over who has more default power in the kingdom based on geographical resources, seething betrayals out of nowhere, and a supremely tight tactical combat system tying it all together. Playing as main character Serenoa Wolfort, you'll get many opportunities to branch the story based on who you want to align with, whose counsel you really trust, and how you want power to be distributed across the land. Triangle Strategy does a great job of balancing the micro party-based fun of playing as a team of heroes with the macro reality of a world changing around you. There are some huge plot swerves and weighty twists here that really elevate the whole package. Number 8, Pokemon Legends Arceus. It might have had the visuals of month-old bread, but Pokemon's first major overhaul in 25 years of console games still landed with a bang if you focus on the gameplay side of things. Because although the Pokemon conveyor belt doesn't stop, and we'll have another game in this style later in 2022, Arceus was Game Freak trying something different, something more Breath of the Wild-y when it came to how you interacted with the world, aim and catch multitudes of Pokemon, level up a team, and engage in combat itself. With the latter remaining turn-based, Game Freak introduced speed into the equation, letting you attack faster or slower, more damage or less, remixing the order in which moves play out. Atop this, every last thing you do gets added to the Pokédex, unlocking new customization options or the ability to train and catch higher level Pokémon. Part Pokémon Snap, part Breath of the Wild, Arceus feels like the future of Pokémon after so many Identikit releases for far too long. Number 7, Olli Olli World. Sometimes a dev team clearly have an awesome concept, in this case side-scrolling arcade-based skateboarding, and it takes a few iterations before the definitive article comes together. Not remotely knocking the previous two Olli Olli titles, but World is a humongous step up. Developers Roll 7 essentially take the time-tested, satisfying mechanics and control scheme of the franchise and twin it with an uber-sleek Adventure Time-style aesthetic, making the whole presentation pop. An infinite online mode and course generator pairs you up with other players setting times across multiple days' worth of rankings, but that's alongside a hefty single player too. With one of the best character customizers in recent memory, you can be everything from a Cartoon Network style human in cargo shorts to a blue-skinned goth with ice cream hair and a space-age skateboard. The sheer inventiveness in level and world design makes every new area worth exploring, and that pull of nailing the best course times for cooler gear in multiplayer hasn't got old since launch. Number 6, Kirby and the Forgotten Land. You are not ready for Kirby and the Forgotten Land. You're just not ready for how twisted a lot of the weird mouth mode transformations can feel. How random and hilariously well done a certain Dark Souls boss fight tribute is. How at every step of the way, Kirby's second Switch outing feels immaculately polished, and simply put, is just one of the best platformers of all time. With unlockable costume tiers making a debut, taking Kirby from something like a fire breather through to a whopping great flying dragon scorching entire waves of enemies, to a village of Waddle Dees to flesh out, this is Kirby's most expansive tale yet. The latter includes fishing and cooking minigames, enemy abilities do get super varied, there's a whole endgame of more challenging content, and this has the craziest ending sequence to a game this year. Number 5, Sniper Elite 5. An overlooked masterclass in how to evolve the stealth genre for the modern age, Rebellion's fifth entry into the stellar Sniper Elite franchise takes more than a few risks with its pacing, with every last one totally paying off. Firstly, we've got huge Hitman-style levels, filled with endless kill opportunities. Yes, you've got long-range sniper kills with Mortal Kombat aping fatality cams if you hit the right spot, but Sniper Elite's close-quarters kills, gadget use, and ability to slink your way through enemy lines is up there with Splinter Cell. As levels are so ginormous and governed by area-specific pockets of AI, you're free to experiment with a multitude of approaches, adapting on the fly to alerts or being boxed in, only for the all-clear to ring out and things to calm down again. With draw distance completely freed up on newer hardware, you can take enemies out from further away than ever. The game's approach to sound masking let you disguise that perfect headshot behind a sabotaged vehicle backfiring or a well-timed explosion. Combine all this with difficulty settings that can mimic real-world bullet drop, wind resistance, and much more, and you have a franchise that only got better with time, finding its own footing as a mix of Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, Metal Gear Solid V The Phantom Pain, and Rebellion's own approach to long-range combat. Number 4, Sifu. Martial arts studio SlowClap first showed their hand with 2017's Masterful Absolver, a kung fu-themed open-world action game about mastering a variety of moves by using them on other players, while defending properly against all incoming attacks. For Sifu, they focused and refined that approach into a clenched fist of a game. Framed around taking revenge on a group of people who killed your father, Sifu instead carefully explores what it means to master a martial art across one lifetime. Using a neat time mechanic to age your character every time you die, brutal difficulty translates into getting the upper hand on enemies one perfected technique at a time. Like how Sekiro forced you to refine your muscle memory until you were reflexively blocking and dodging without really thinking about it, so too does Sifu turn you into a multifaceted beast of raw combat. By game's end, you'll be a weapon-spinning, bone-breaking, enemy-throwing badass, something the game then uses to play its final trick. Number 3, Tunic. Ever feel like the magic of games has gone? That by doing something like visualizing damage numbers, telling you exactly where to go, exactly what to unlock and how to fight, that we're missing out on some fundamental aspect of discovery that elevated everything we played when we were younger? Well, Tunic is for you. By literally gamifying what would have been in our world a 90s/early 2000s instruction manual and scattering it across the world, you're now discovering pages of lore, control hints, new abilities, etc. of your own accord. It doesn't sound like it should work, but Tunic's expert hand plays out over a tight 15 to 20 hour runtime, revealing a tight combat system, punchy melee and spell attacks, and a background narrative comprised of a unique language we'll be deciphering for years. Number 2, Horizon Forbidden West. A game thoroughly dethroned by our number one pick, Horizon Forbidden West sees Guerrilla flesh out their newest IP in every direction possible. The world is rife with more character diversity, combat feels far more confident and multifaceted, coming with skill trees and meted specials to nail some specific weak spots. Ashley Birch's Aloy walks with an iconic purpose, known across the land for her actions in the first game, but powered by a need to maintain peace for a populace that doesn't know the full picture. Along the way, Guerrilla take this franchise's lore to some insane heights, but you can feel this necessary flexing of the IP's muscles is nicely preparing us for an upcoming PSVR 2 spin-off and that Horizon TV show. Forbidden West is a mammoth of a video game, stuffed to the brim with side missions, loot, NPCs, and storytelling to discover. It's a reason to invest in a PlayStation 5 after over half a year of waiting for a total knockout, and thankfully it maintains that bar of quality throughout. And number 1, Elden Ring. the rarest of rare games that actually capitalizes on its hype and outdoes expectation. Even from the opening few minutes, we kinda collectively knew this would be Game of the Year. Elden Ring landed with just so much confidence and purpose, the level of sheer video game mastery from Software displayed resulted in Elden Ring being a showstopper of total media domination. Taking the refined combat pace of Dark Souls 3, the cinematic presentation of Sekiro, biome diversity of their entire back catalogue, and gruesome monster designs of Bloodborne, this is the apex of a studio on the form of their careers. Thankfully, it's not just a combination of lessons learned and reapplied. Elden Ring's map design is uniquely enthralling and rewarding for almost a solid 100 hours, constantly revealing new dungeons, weapons, bosses, lore, and everything in between. Giving you more options to offset difficulty only works in the game's favor too. Encouraging exploration and partnering up with a friend or someone online to fell a particularly arduous boss. Save a handful of framerate issues and some repeat dungeon assets, the fact that all truly does come together simply has to be celebrated. Elden Ring is a Skyrim, a Witcher 3, one of the best games of all time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.